This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's your boy DJ Tyre with you to get you prepared for this next Warren's World. We got Alexis with JROTC and Ray with PSAT. So you guys enjoy. Here comes Ray.
91.1 WEDM. This is DJ Ray back with another Warren's World podcast. Today I have a student from our class of 2021. Woo woo, you know, the best class here.
Period.
Anyways, I'm going to talk about the PSAT today. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do here at school?
My name is Brenna Bowen. I'm a junior. I am in Student Council, National Honor Society, and Speech.
Nice. So how has your like experience at the school been so far, just in general, you know? Just give us a feel about how you feel about Warren Central High School.
I really do. Ooh, that was loud. I really do like it here. I don't think any other high school has the benefits that Warren does. And Warren, there's just like a big community in the school.
Yeah, for sure.
So it feels like family. It feels like another home.
For sure. And you said you're in, like, extracurriculars as well. Like, you said a lot, and you're very involved. How would you say your classes are?
I'd say my classes, because I take a lot of, like, AP and, like, Excel classes. They're pretty fun because I have my friends in there, but also they're very hard and stressful.
Yeah, they're rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you think any of those classes prepared you for, like, PSAT? Or is it like you didn't feel prepared? Like, what? How did you feel taking it?
I think math prepared me for it most because that's like the easiest class I have.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like straight to the point. But overall, I think questions on the PSAT, it was like we over-prepared for it.
Yeah.
Like I felt like, oh, I know this.
Oh, I wish I had that same experience. I was just kind of like, I don't understand any of this.
I mean, English was easy, and then we got to math. And then there was, like, some questions about it. I was like...
I didn't answer some of them. If I'm sorry, College Board, if you're listening. I did not answer some of those questions. I think I put down, like, 4 for, like, 2 of them. I'm not going to lie.
I think I put, like... One of them, I put, like, 4,000.
Oh, my God. Yikes. So, like, math prepared you, like, overly prepared you, you said?
Yeah. Like, some of the questions that were, like, the simpler questions, I was like, okay, why'd they put this on here? I know this. But then other ones where it was talking about, like, the liters and the volume and all that.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
Yeah. It's, like, that's, like, stuff we learned kind of in, like the fourth grade and stuff that I just don't remember.
Yeah.
And I feel like the standardized testing, it's targeted towards like a group of kids who have all learned the same thing at the same rate. And I just know for me personally, I'm just now in Algebra 2 because I suck at math and
same.
I know I do. And it's like, I got in there and I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know any of this because it's like stuff that I haven't learned or just like I don't understand because I feel like, honestly, up until this year, I've had some good math teachers. Like, they're good math teachers, but I just don't think that they tried to connect with me and help me understand it as much as I probably could have, the way that my teacher does right now. Mm-hmm. She's really good at that. Shout out to Miss Smith. I love you. So, on the English side, how did you feel in preparation-wise?
Oh, I mean, I take AP Lang right now, and she's been having us do like these soapstone things since the beginning of the year. So we've been doing it for like 3 months. And it seems like kind of stupid. And it wasn't on the PSAT.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, that's fine. But it was just like basic grammar and reading.
Yeah.
Which is stuff I already know how to do.
Yeah.
So
I feel that part was pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's just like kids work on different levels. I feel like, I don't know, that PSAT and ISTEP combined, they're two, like, really, really, it's controversial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think it's a waste of time.
Yeah. They expect everyone to be on the same level at the same time, and that's just not how it is. I get you don't need, like, you don't have to have a certain type of score for, like, PSAT, or the SAT, really. It's just like college is going to look at it and be like, ooh, this is nice. But like, it's also kind of stupid in my opinion. Yeah. I don't know. It's another stress that I feel like that we have to worry about.
It's very stressful because I know all my teachers, like, for about a week or a week and a half before the PSAT, that's all they would talk about is like, oh, you have to go to the PSAT. And like my English teacher, she told us, like, she gave us this big booklet of like PSAT practice. Oh. Nobody touched it. I didn't touch it.
I have a PSAT and SAT book just chilling in my, it's just, sorry guys, someone just walked into the studio. It's just chilling in my backpack right now. And I was kind of like looking at it and I was like, I don't understand.
Right. Mine's on my desk. I tried to do it the night before and then I said, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. So how did you feel like taking the PSAT?
At the beginning, I felt like I was starting off strong. And then, like, English has always been my best subject. It's been the easiest for me. Then we got some math. And I said, some of them, like, it was a breeze. Like, I flew right through it. And then some of the other questions, it went from, like it started off really easy and then really, really hard.
Yeah.
To the point where I was just like, okay, we're going to put a whole number because it has to be one.
It has to be a whole number.
Exactly.
I thought I got a decimal for one of them.
I don't remember if I got a decimal. I remember putting, like, 2 for one of them. And then the other one, I put 4,000.
I don't think 4,000 was right, but you know what?
No, because I was talking to my friend about it, and it was like a density question, and he got 5,000, and wow. He was like, oh, I know how to do this, so I know it's right. Okay. So I was like...
So you got it wrong.
I don't know. I mean, I know I got 1,000, so I think they'll let me slide.
Yeah.
They'll let me slide.
I remember the question about the, like, egg or whatever it was.
The beaker?
No, it was like about an egg or something. It was about food. Me and Alexa were talking about it. And Alexa is our valedictorian of class of 2021. Best class. Anyways, I don't know. Just my opinion. But, and she was like, oh, that was the easiest question. I was like, yeah, you're right. But, yeah, it was kind of stressful getting to the math part.
Right.
And, yeah. I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I remember I was in a math teacher's class too, and she was just walking around, same. Looking over our shoulders, and she like looked over mine, and she was like, ah. And I was like, I did that problem wrong, but I'm not gonna fix it.
It's also, I like how the PSAT, like, they always told us that, like, they didn't care if it was wrong, but like, you have to put something down.
Yeah.
Because if you have nothing down, then they're going to take points off. But if you get it wrong, there's nothing added or nothing taken away.
Oh, no. Yikes. Okay. Well, you heard it here first, guys. My PSAT score is going to be really, really bad. Probably less than last year. And I didn't do too hot last year.
What'd you get? Oh, wait. Are we allowed to do scores? Yeah. Okay. What'd you get last year?
Oh, wait. Oh, College Board, close your ears. You're not going to hear any of this. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're technically not as allowed to talk about the questions either. I just thought about that. Our scores are invalid now.
Invalid.
Invalid scores.
Not graduating.
Last year I got 1,143.
You did better than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But also that day, I was dozing off.
Oh, yeah. Understandable.
Mm-hmm. This time I felt more energized.
I was just like, okay, let's get these questions done. And then I was like, I'm just going to take a nap.
Right.
I had a couple friends who were like, I slept through the entire test. And I was like,
This kid next to me did that. Like, he didn't even pick up the pencil to write his name. He didn't touch it.
Oh, my
gosh. I said, wow.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, people that were like, I'm not coming to school that day. And I was like,
yeah, my friend, like, a few of my friends, did they come to school that day, like, this year.
And you heard a College Board. Here.
We care more. Give us a better score, please.
Please don't invalidate our scores for talking about the questions.
Please give me the highest score of all time.
How did you feel walking out of the PSAT? Did you feel like degraded or anything like that? I felt degraded.
I felt degraded on the math questions, yeah. But overall, I felt stressed because I had to do AP Lang homework. Honestly, I was thinking about the next week.
Yeah.
I was stressed. I was tired. I was just like, I want a nap.
I was just kind of like, you know what? I'm not gonna get into college with this. If I don't know this, I was like, I'm just gonna go to trade school, open up a business, you know, live right. on the low life, live in the. Nothing wrong with owning a business, but I just don't think I'd be a successful business owner.
Me either. We're Italian. We can't be business owners.
Yeah, no. I just, a spaghetti factory. That's where I'd work.
A pizza store.
Yep. but yeah, I was just like, wow, I feel really bad about myself right now because I couldn't grasp most of the concepts for the math.
Yeah.
And it just made me feel kind of below average.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I thought it was going to be easy because, like I said at the beginning, it was like, oh, I know this. This is going to be a breeze. And then they hit it with a beaker question. I mean, they hit it with a certain question. And then I was like, wow, didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Did you talk to, like, any friends about the test? Like, how were the experience of others, like, telling you about how they did?
Some friends told me that they felt like the same way, like the math was super hard. I know one of my friends said that he thought English was super hard, but math was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're confident in yourself. But I would say overall, my friends felt the same, if not either better or worse.
Yeah, I remember seeing like the leading weeks. And hang with me, everyone listening. I don't know if you know what TikTok is, but it's kind of like Vine. I also don't know if you know what Vine is, but that's okay. I'll explain. They're just like, there's like little videos of like, oh, this is funny. Well, I saw one where it was like about the questions that a certain school had on theirs because they don't ever give the same. but... Yeah, they don't ever give the same questions over ever again. And I remember reading and I was like, why is their stuff so easy? I was looking and I was like, wow, these questions are easy. They're talking about like the U.S. history part of like their reading portion. That's about like the steamboats and stuff. And I was like, that's so easy. And then we got to mine. I got to mine and I was like, oh my gosh, what is this?
I remember seeing a TikTok. It was like, they had one about how a man, like, it was about a man and his wife and how basically his wife belongs in the kitchen.
Oh.
And I was expecting that and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted to read that.
Do you care to explain why you wanted to read that? You got something to tell the audience?
Basically, I say women belong in the kitchen as a joke, and people actually believe me. Like, me and my aunts got into a whole argument on Thanksgiving last year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because she was like, why would you say that? And my uncle was like, you're right, Brenna, you're right. I'm like, I didn't mean to say that.
So we learned that Brenna is sexist.
Even though I'm a woman, yeah. But I don't belong.
So, if you could say something to, like, College Board about PSAT, what would you tell them?
Don't give us PSAT.
Ever again. Ever. Stop doing that. Just stop.
I don't know. But, like, in a serious note, I feel like, me personally, I felt, like, a lot of pressure taking the PSAT.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, it's like the practice SAT, then you have to take the SAT, then you have to take the ACT. That's what colleges want out of you. They want good test scores. They want this. They want that. So I would say overall, like, just don't make me feel pressure because I do worse.
Yeah. People keep saying, like, the SAT is so much easier than PSAT.
I believe it.
I believe it, too. Honestly, because, like, I just know my senior friends, they were just like, oh, my gosh, it's so much easier. I don't know why the PSAT is like that. And I feel like they do that just for us to study more.
I honestly feel like, because if the SAT is easier than the PSAT, then that means it's kind of like overworking us in a way. But if I get overworked, I'm going to think around the concept of what you want me to think.
Yeah.
Like, if you want me to think 2 times 2 is 4, but I've been taught, like, you have to do 2 plus 2 and then subtract 2, then add it again, then do times 0.5 times 0.5, I'm going to do it that way. Because,
mm-hmm.
like... I don't know. That's just like...
Oh, yeah. the methods they're teaching us now in math are a lot more Eureka? Complicated. Yeah, Eureka Math, I don't like you. I hope you know that. Eureka Math is the most extra way of doing math I've ever learned. And I just, they're just now teaching it to us. And it's like kids in elementary school or like middle school have been doing this since like kindergarten or fifth grade, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, it kind of puts a bad, like, our test scores are not going to be as good as like any other generation.
Right.
Because we're relearning things. They're reteaching us. And it's crazy.
Every time I talk to my mom about it, I'm like, hey, mom, like, you know the answer to this question? And she's like, don't ask me if I know the answer to this question because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Because she'll look at it and she'll get super confused because back in their day, they learned it like straight to the point.
Yeah. But like, now my brother can do it in his head. And he's like, I don't, what, they want you to show work?
Exactly.
Like, if I can get to a problem just by looking at it, I feel like I should just be able to write the answer down.
Thank you. Oh, I hate you.
So, Brenna, have you enjoyed your time on the show?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for the invite.
No problem. And thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next week for another one. Stay tuned. This is DJ Ray, and I'm out.
That was PSAT test. Now time for Alexis and JROTC.
Welcome back to another Warren's World. I am your host, Alexis, and today with me, I have two cadets from ROTC, Martin Mayo and Jalen Rimbert. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so MCJROTC, I hear you guys have this program at Warren, but what is the program?
So JROTC stands for Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps, and basically what it is for students to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves before, you know, they leave high school. So basically they join this program and they learn about the military, they learn about discipline, structure, how to overall grow.
All right, so have you guys learned anything from ROTC?
Define, like, what do you learn?
Like, what do you guys learn in ROTC?
Well, in the beginning, you learn how to develop yourself, how to become a leader, how to develop your own character, how to start off actually wanting to do something, pushing yourself, breaking limitations that you thought that you never could break. And overall, you become a better person. You develop better leadership skills, better character. You get to talk to people. You get to communicate better. You have team developing skills. And I feel like you learn a lot just based off of that little tiny bit alone.
That honestly seems like it's going to help you out in the long run. So because I know it is a military-based program, do you guys start at, does everybody start at one level and does everybody end at one level? How do you guys sort between who has different types of levels and who doesn't have different types of levels or authority?
So basically, you start out as an LE1, as a freshman. No matter what grade you join as, you're going to start as an LE1. That's your first year in the ROTC. And as you grow, you earn something called rank, I'm pretty sure, based off your leadership and the things that you do in the program and contribute to the program is how you earn or lose your rank. And so the higher your rank, of course, the more responsibility you are expected of, and like the more things that you have to make yourself understand and grow as. So I'm a major, and with that, I have had to accept a lot of responsibility as far as my own platoon and having to care for this entire class of cadets. So you can start out as any rank, and you can also skip ranks. But no matter what, when you grow, when your rank grows, you have to grow too, whether you like it or not. You can't just wear the rank. You have to be the rank.
I see. What about you, Martin?
Well, the way I see it is everybody's still equally the same, but your rank defines who you are. So when you get your rank, you have responsibility. You have things that you have to take care of. You have people that you have to take care of. But at the end of the day, everybody's still a person. So everybody starts off as a private. As a cadet, as you grow, the people that develop more, the people that have the better leadership skills, the better capabilities to handle things, they earn their rank, they earn their place in the program, they earn their spot. So they start to take on those leadership roles, and it motivates everybody else to see that, because they also want to be able to get that leadership role. As me being a first sergeant in my platoon, I've taken over the enlisted leadership role. And so I take care of majority of the cadets during physical fitness, during making sure that everything that my officers and my higher leadership tells me what to do, I make sure that gets taken care of.
Okay.
So I feel like rank is only needed when things need to be done. Mm-hmm. But as of everything, I feel like everybody's a person.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're still a very big, happy family. Like, not happy family, but you know, we're a very big family. We're very close, and rank, it goes so far, you know.
But it can only go so far.
It can only go so far, because I know I've had to, outside of school, still be there for my cadets, but mm-hmm. not as their major. I've had to be there for them as a friend, as somebody to look up to, yes. And that's where it carries over.
Okay, so in ROTC, do you guys believe taking this class has helped you guys develop as a person? If so, how does it help you?
Yes, majorly. I can remember as a freshman when I first joined, I didn't know nothing about the military. I really just wanted to wear the uniform. I thought it was really sexy. And then when you it's like four different uniforms that you get to wear. And when you wear them, you feel nice. And then I started looking at it as more of like a learning opportunity. And so I made myself grow, and I allowed myself to become part of a family for once. You know, I was in marching mm-hmm. band, but it was always ROTC that was really my real family. Mm-hmm. I learned to trust people more, trust myself, seek out people more. And not only that, I've just become a more disciplined and structured person, and which has actually led me to wanting to seek out the actual military, mm-hmm. seek out opportunities, go for what I want in life instead of just waiting for it to come to me. And you being a part of something that's bigger than you, you have to learn that you have to stand up for yourself. You go for what you want.
For me, I feel like the program has really developed me, because at first I was scared of everything. I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't talk. I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust other people. Mm-hmm. Going through this program, I feel like I now have more friends that I can depend on, more people that I can trust, more people that I can talk to. And I feel like it's pushed me towards like my final choice after high school and enlisting into the military. And so I'm going to pursue that career. And also it's given me a drive. It's given me something to actually use as a stepping stone to make sure that I get the things that I want done, make sure that my goals are possible, make sure that everything that I want in life, I can achieve it. And I feel like it's been a really good program to help me out.
That's something that not most programs have. If you guys pay attention, yes, there's always going to be a family background to something. They think that there's going to be physical matters that have to play into if they're going to be able to make it, like football, like basketball, any sports situations. They feel like, okay, they only can do something based off of the athletic part. But from what it seems is you guys don't just dwell on athletic part. If you have athletic capabilities, that's a plus. But like you guys try to take what they have and build them is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
So for people that is looking into ROTC or looking into a military branch, do you suggest coming to JROTC if you're in high school?
I most definitely think that if you are looking for any type of military branch or even a close-knit family, the ROTC is most definitely the move, because I mean, I can walk into the hallway and see somebody wearing the uniform, or they don't even have to be wearing the uniform. I just know that they're in ROTC mm-hmm. and I can talk to them just like I would talk to anybody else, as if they're my closest friend. Even if I don't know them, it could be somebody who just joined, somebody who's been in for a couple of years and I never saw them.
For anybody incoming into ROTC or that is currently in ROTC, what is some advice you guys can give them?
Some advice I would give anybody who wants to be in ROTC or coming into ROTC, most definitely understand that you have to work hard. Mm-hmm. You have to want to improve yourself. You can't come into the program and say, okay, I need to get rid of my attitude. Yes, you have to get rid of your attitude, but it's going to be hard. You got to mm-hmm. actually work to get rid of it. You have to know why you want to be in there, honestly. Not know why, but you need to have a reason or to be a part of it, basically. And for anybody in ROTC that's struggling or don't know what to do, talk to people, talk to somebody, talk to your fours if you're a one, your two or three, talk to another two or three. Mm-hmm. Talk to each other. You need to lean on each other as a family. That's very easy to do in ROTC, is lean on each other, because we all going through the same mess. We all struggling. We all hurting. Yes. At the same time, especially during PT, it's so easy to look around and see other people out of breath and hurting. And as far as like if you're coming in and you don't know what to expect, just ask one of us mm-hmm. because we'll tell you how it is. It's nothing that we need to hide from you. It's not a secret. It's not a cult or nothing. I'm going to tell you how it is, because
it sounds like you guys, as a program, from what I've learned, you guys love each other. You guys hold each other accountable for things. Not only, but if you don't know something, you guys are willing to teach them how to do it, how to make sure it's right, how to help each other out and use that not only because I taught you this, but I want you to take what I just taught you and share it with other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, most definitely. We aim to teach each other. That's why I love being a four, because I'm teaching this whole class of freshmen.
Yes.
And I'm passing on all the knowledge that I've struggled to gain.
From what it sounds, from talking to you guys are a very elite group. Not only that, but I have been hearing some news of you guys making honors. Yes, so you guys made honors 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to you guys. Applaud to you guys. And if you guys are looking into any ROTC, feel free to ask somebody about it, because they are willing to help you guys. They are willing to talk to you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming and talk to me and giving me the information about ROTC.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
And that wraps up today's Warren's World.
This is 91.1 WEDM, and that was your Warren's World.